I would like to finish with two poems, because Jerusalem is a town of tourists. I would like to finish with two poems. One first is called Tourist, and the other next is called, the last one, Tourists. But actually, in spite of all I've said before, I think we need sometimes actually tourists to make us feel good about Jerusalem, you know, because I think all people need someone else to tell him what a marvelous place you are living at. And a lot of people in this city have been asking me that, don't you think it's a marvelous place? And I really do think so. And you really need it. And no, I mean you, you, it includes also me. It doesn't mean you, it means you and say, one needs it. Anyhow, in this little poem there's a mentioning of a place called Katamon, which is one of the quarters of New Jerusalem. Tourist. She showed me her swaying hair in the four winds of her coming. I showed her some of my folding ways of life and the trick and the lock. She asked after my street and my house, and I laughed loudly. She showed me this long night and the interior of her 30 years. I showed her the place where I once laid the tefillin. She showed me the stages of joy and my childhood's double. I revealed to her that King David is not buried in his tomb, and that I don't live in my life. While I was reflecting and she was eating, the city map lay open on the table, her hand on Katamon, my hand on hers. The cup covered the old city, ash dropped on the King David Hotel, and an ancient weeping allowed us to lie together.